Can you tell me about public service messages, spots, that run on Ethiopian radio?
Yeah, well, I think at present it's wonderful. It's really great. I had little or no knowledge of sports, say, before a year on the national radio. It is only when you arrived in August of last year and gave the training to our producers, the journalists in Ethiopia Radio, that, you know, I was really aware of radio sports. So I think they're well received by the public now, and especially the spots on, you know, on health messages that are broadcast on Radio Ethiopia by the BBC World Service Trust are really popular, very popular with the young these days. You know, I do the audience research, and I found out this information, okay, from all over Ethiopia.
What was the response about the spots? Were they different to what existed before?
Yeah, totally different in their approach, especially. The content might be more or less the same, especially the, you know, the health message that goes into the spots. But the approach was really, really different. I found out that through the pre-testing. We pre-tested the spots before they were broadcast. So the approach to the making was, you know, were really dramatic and attractive to many millions of young people in Ethiopia.
Do you think that spots, should they be westernized? Should we have spots that sound like they come from outside of Ethiopia? Or do you think Ethiopians are more comfortable listening to messages from their own country, so to speak?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Ethiopians would love to, you know, to hear spots that are of, you know, Western perspective or Western model. We Ethiopians would very much like to hear a spot that is very, very Ethiopian, actually. So I think we did a great job last time in the trust, because, you know, we mixed it, say, a little bit of Western music with an Ethiopian content, an indigenous style of, you know, sending out messages to people. So I think the latter one works very well.
Some of your research, I believe, showed that younger people wanted Western music, whether it's rap music or rock music. Does this represent a sort of a shift in Ethiopian culture, like young people are now sort of embracing Western media?
Yeah, it does in some ways. I think this is a global issue. You know, wherever you go in the whole of Africa or Asia, to some extent, you know, the young are exhibiting a shift to embracing a Western culture, a Western music. But there is a difference between city and rural areas. In the city, most young people tend to, you know, to like Western music. But in the rural area, you know, where 85% of the Ethiopian people live, they would still tend to, you know, to like their own music.
In your personal opinion, do you think radio messages should shock people?
Yeah, I think so. I think I want radio messages to be highly provocative, so that they can ignite discussion and debate among young people. I think so.
What do you think current radio spots in Ethiopia sound like? Is there a sort of a general sound to describe them?
To begin with, we don't have many spots in on radio in Ethiopia. But the few ones that are on air, I think, are, you know, by and large evaluated as boring, not really attractive, you know, to listen to. So I think there's a lot to improve. You know, we have only few radio spots there, and the ones that are made are, you know, look very unprofessional, and are not that attractive, you know, to the target audience. So I honestly believe there is a lot, you know, a lot of potential there for radio spots. I believe it's a new thing, a relatively new thing, radio spot making in Ethiopia. So there's a lack of expertise. So I wish there could be an opportunity for Ethiopian journalists, you know, to get training so that they're, you know, better capacitated to deal with works of radio spot. It's a very powerful way or means of sending out, you know, some development messages to the broad mass of the Ethiopian people. You know, as long as the spots are well designed and well made, I think they will be, you know, highly received. That's what I found out through, you know, my experience as audience research. So I wish, you know, there would be the capacity there.
Is radio still a very powerful medium in Ethiopia? Do people still listen to it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a very powerful media, and still people are asking for, you know, more freedom of the press there. And one of the things they're really asking for is to, you know, for the radio to be privatized so that, you know, they can have, you know, choices and opportunities available. So radio, it definitely is a very powerful media in Ethiopia now.